In this bulletin, 62 nations support Australia's push for a global inquiry into COVID-19. Afghanistan political parties sign a power-sharing deal and training sessions underway for Aussie rules teams. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Australia's push for a global inquiry into the COVID-19 pandemic is being backed by 116 countries. The inquiry will come before the World Health Assembly tonight as a motion. Health Minister Greg Hunt will be Australia's representative at the virtual meeting, with a vote expected early tomorrow morning. Although the resolution does not mention China, the nation has retaliated by boycotting Australian beef imports from four abattoirs and threatening to place a tariff on barley imports. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham is encouraging China to support the motion.
I hope that China will participate. I hope China will come on board at the World Health Assembly, joining many, many other nations in supporting the obvious need for an inquiry into COVID-19, its origins, its handling right across the world, because we've had a circumstance where hundreds of thousands of people have died, millions of people have lost their jobs, billions of people have had their lives disrupted, and the least the world can expect is an inquiry that allows us to learn the lessons so that we can try to avoid a repeat of this in the future.
A man in his 60s has died from coronavirus in New South Wales, taking the national death toll to 99. More than 7,000 people have contracted coronavirus in Australia so far, but only 580 cases remain active. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says the latest victim died in hospital.
He had links to a previous confirmed case, and he did have underlying health issues, and we extend our condolences to the family.
The Victorian economy will receive a $2.7 billion boost to help create jobs in the state. The state government is launching hundreds of new projects to maintain and build roads, public transport, public housing and schools. $1.18 billion of the funding will go towards the building of 10 new schools, upgrading existing ones and purchasing relocatable buildings. Premier Daniel Andrews says the package will generate thousands of jobs in the coming weeks and months.
This is a package that is designed to make sure that tradies and all of us, because as those wages are earned, as those contracts are won, that money is invested and spent, that moves around the Victorian economy, and that money flowing throughout the Victorian economy benefits all of us.
And still in Victoria, and a dozen McDonald's restaurants have shut down for deep cleaning after a delivery driver tested positive for coronavirus. Staff and close contacts have been told to get tested and avoid returning to work for 14 days. McDonald's Australia Chief Executive Andrew Gregory says the driver was a workplace contact of McDonald's Craigieburn, where another employee contracted coronavirus. Mr Gregory told 3AW Radio the driver was asymptomatic at the time and did not have contact with many workers.
So he delivers the cartons, the frozen products, the lettuce, the beef, the cheese, etc. that we use in the restaurant, and he has minimal contact, and only with one or two or three employees at the restaurant.
Commuters in New South Wales are being discouraged from crowding public transport to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Residents are asked to avoid peak hour travel and instead drive, walk, ride a bike or get dropped off when possible. To reduce demand for services, the state government is introducing pop-up parking, bike paths, shuttle buses and light rail to the city and employment hubs. Green stickers on public transport will also indicate where commuters should stand to abide by social distancing. Transport Minister Andrew Constance reminds people to be courteous to transport workers who are at risk of contracting the virus.
There's no doubt complacency can kill when it comes to the virus. We need everybody to be respectful of each other, but also particularly our frontline workforce, our bus drivers, our train station staff and our train drivers and guards. I have been worried about incidents involving spitting. There is an investigation in the UK at the moment involving a train worker who was spat on and subsequently died. I do not want to see that here.
In AFL, training sessions are underway for Aussie rules teams as they prepare to resume the premiership next month. Collingwood and Sydney were the first to return to the field as teams begin training in groups of up to 10 players. Groups will be restricted by staggered times and different venues before being allowed to resume full contact training on the 25th of May. Swans coach John Longmire says his players are excited to get back to work.
It's a step towards normality, but we're still not there because you need to, you know, I'm sort of up and down the middle and I still can't go to either group, so that's a little bit different. And still the connection amongst your players whilst you're doing it from a distance still, so it's a little bit different. But it's still an excitement level amongst the players to be able to get back and have a run around and kick amongst each other. Even though it's only a few of them, it's still a really important start.
Taking a look at the weather for the rest of today, it's partly cloudy in Perth, 19 degrees. It's sunny in Adelaide, 22 for you. Fine weather for Melbourne as well, 19. It's partly cloudy in Hobart, 17 degrees. Much the same for Canberra, also 17. It's partly cloudy in Wollongong as well, 20 degrees. Similar conditions in Sydney, 21 for you. The same for Newcastle. In Brisbane, showers and 24. Showers as well for Cairns, 28. And in Darwin, sunny for you, where it'll be a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest SBS News.
It's a step towards normality, but we're still not there because you need to, you know, I'm sort of up and down the middle and I still can't go to either group, so that's a little bit different. And still the connection amongst your players whilst you're doing it from a distance still, so it's a little bit different. But it's still an excitement level amongst the players to be able to get back and have a run around and kick amongst each other. Even though it's only a few of them, it's still a really important start.
I'm Peggy Giacomelos and this is the latest SBS News.